All right, everybody, welcome on back here to Simple Faith Baptist Church, where the Bible changes us. We do not change the Bible. Brother Carlos here. We're going to go in and get started with our part two for the Sunday School Hour lesson that we started last Sunday, which is From Darkness to Light. So if you can join me now in prayer and I'll have a Bible open up, let's go ahead and begin today now. Abba, Father, I thank you so much for allowing all of us to wake up once again, another day of life and breath that was not promised to any one of us today. I'm thankful, God, that you've given us life, breath, movement, the ability to see, hear, to be able to walk, shelter over our head, food in our belly, and most of all, a place to come and congregate and worship you in. We thank you for the friends that are renting us this amazing, beautiful space. Lord God, we have much to be thankful for. So we thank you now for the Sunday School Hour that we get to learn a little spiritual snack, if you will, before the main service entree. Lord, please prepare our hearts for the Word of God. And I pray, Lord, that we came with a heart and a mentality for Jesus Christ to choose to love and serve one another, Lord. And so, God, help us to continue to use the information and the knowledge that we gain from Bible study to be put into practice to help edify others around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, my friends, would you do me a favor now? Let's go ahead and turn our Bibles back to Acts 26, verse number 18. This is going to be our part two of our study titled From Darkness to Light. From Darkness to Light. Acts 26, verse number 18. We're going to pick up here where we left off and in our notes, that is, and we're going to continue discussing here what the Bible talks about concerning darkness to light. And first of all, that is the spiritual position of sinners between them and the living God. Relationally speaking, before that you and I became a born-again Christian, positionally we were in what God describes as darkness, because outside of that regenerated state, outside of the born-again conversion, outside of receiving a new heart from the living God, we are separate from God because of our sin. You can read that in the Old Testament, Isaiah 59. And as separate, divided from God, sinners, because of our sin, we are positionally in darkness, because prior to becoming a Christian, we are in the kingdom of Satan. We are his children positionally. He is our father spiritually. And of course, from darkness to light, that is the division. And so now after we become a Christian, that is what we are discussing now, moving forward in our study. So if you have a Bible open, I hope you have it open with me, and turn there with me to Acts 26, verse 18. And here we have it, starting our first verse, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So I want you to see what the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ provides for every single one of you individually here today. Let's count that together now. Verse number 18 on the last half, what does it say? First of all, that we may receive what? Forgiveness of sins. Number two, an inheritance. And then number three, sanctification. That is sanctified by faith that is solely in Jesus Christ. So positionally, before you trusted in the light of the gospel, you did not have forgiveness of sins, you did not have an inheritance, and most of all, you did not have sanctification. What is that? That is a supernatural power and presence of the Holy Spirit of the living God in you, helping you to turn from sin, helping you to turn from sinful habits and sinful lusts that you and I all naturally possess because we've inherited sin from Daddy Adam. So I want you to see there, what does darkness to light provide for you? You and I have been turned from darkness positionally. That is the relationship between us and God. We are no longer a child of Satan. We've become a child of God the Father by faith in God the Son. And then there are three benefits of going from darkness to light. Once again, the first one is what? Who's following along with me? The forgiveness of inheritance and sanctification. So now, I want you to understand practically for the rest of your life while you're living on this earth as a Christian, that is an ongoing process for the rest of your life. That is what we call sanctification. So right now, the Holy Spirit of God wants to help every single one of you continually, perpetually turn from darkness to light. Let's go to our next one. Romans 2, verse number 19. Romans 2, verse number 19. Concerning darkness to light in our New Testament. Let's go ahead and get a little bit more of a context to help us understand this verse as we read it. Start with me now, if you have your Bible open there, Romans 2, verse number 17. Bible says here, behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness. So what does the Holy Spirit describe people that are in darkness? They're blind. They cannot see where they're going. Remember that we talked about that last week in our first half of the light from darkness study, John chapter 12. Jesus said in verse 35, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh, that is in the present tense, walketh in darkness, knoweth not whither he goeth. When you and I were not saved, we were blind. We didn't know where we were going. We had no idea as it pertains to the plan of salvation, how to get to heaven, because positionally, you and I were in darkness. But then secondly, on a practical matter, that is, after you become a Christian, if you're not following after the commands of Christ, if you're not reading your Bible, and if you're not loving God sincerely, you know what could happen to that light in you? It becomes narrower and narrower. It becomes smaller and smaller. And the Bible says, for those of us that have become born again and we walk after the flesh, we go from a spiritual mind to a carnal mind, and all of a sudden we forget where we're going. We forget how to walk and talk, and we forget how to conduct ourselves. Christian, you need to be careful that you don't become blind again. Now we know the Holy Ghost is talking to who? People who are Jews, clearly in this context, who are resting and boasting in the law, because they are superior to that in the pertains to the revelation that God gave mankind. Remember, the Gentiles didn't have a Moses. Your forefathers didn't have a Moses. It was the people of Israel that had a Moses. God gave them the law. And because they were trying to say, we are superior because we have laws, we're trying to be an instructor to every single other human on the earth. And then the Holy Ghost reproves them because they keep trying to think that that is going to be the means of spiritual success for the Christian life. And we know that in our Galatians study, it's Jesus Christ, not the law. Okay, our next reference, let's go to Romans chapter number 13. This is going to continue now on that topic and on that theme that we're discussing now, friend, of our practical state. Let's go now, turn your Bible with me. Hope you have a Bible open with me at church, amen. As you guys know, Brother Carlos, Sister Katie, we're going to continue to provoke you that when you come to church, try to put the phone away and have a Bible in your hand. Give God the next 2 hours of your whole dedicated attention because we want to show respect to God, amen. And so y'all can put those the phones back in your hand after church and your video game controllers and everything else. But let's just try to have a Bible in our hands so we can keep learning together. Amen. Romans 13, my friend, we're going to just keep going from left to right. This is now, again, in the practical sense of what I was talking about earlier. Positionally, you are in the light because you are in Christ. Positionally, you are no longer underneath Satan and his divisive and blinding power that kept you blinded from the gospel. And now, positionally, because Christ is in you, the Holy Spirit can help you to walk in the light, abide in light, and stay in the light if you yield to him. In other words, if you want to continue to live as a fruitful and an abounding Christian and loving your spouse and obeying your parents and being godly and holy in your body and your conduct, you can do that. God enabled you with the ability to do that, but it's up to you. Now read with me now, Romans 13. Look with me in verse number 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. What is he saying there? Jesus Christ is one day closer to getting you to glory. Every day that you wake up, it is one day closer to Jesus coming back for the church. So, for those of us that are sleeping on the job, what are we doing? You know what Jesus told the disciples? Watch. We need to be watchful, and we need to occupy, that is, working with our hands until the master comes and rewards us, okay? So now, he doesn't want us to continue to be sleeping on the job. We'll talk about that later. Here's what he says in verse number 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off, notice now, the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Now the Holy Spirit is helping you and I to understand it's not just the spiritual position of separation from God, light and darkness. Now there's practical ways in which that darkness is manifest or visible within your life. Bible talks about works of darkness. Let's get some example. Verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Those are six examples of works of darkness. So let's go ahead and start off quickly with the first one. Let's go ahead and read together now for rioting. What does the word rioting mean? Reveling, indulging in excessive feasting. Okay, the next one, let's continue here. Drunkenness, that goes without said, that is consuming of alcoholic beverages, fermented beverages, beer, liquor, wines, etc. What about the word chambering? Let's go ahead and look that up. Chambering. Type it in here in our dictionary. Search that. Oh, here we go. Chambering. Maybe I can just search it up myself. Let's see here. I don't know if there's a, I don't know if we have an a definition in our study here. Give me 1 second. I don't think there is a chambering. Oh, well, we have one in the 1913. So let's go and look it up here. Lewdness. So what is lewdness? It denotes that perhaps sexual lustful drive, right, for excessive desires. So let me go ahead and do the cross reference with lewdness in the dictionary and look at what it says here. The unlawful indulgence of lust, fornication, or adultery. In other words, there is a strong desire that's the work of the flesh that we all possess, and that desire, when it goes unrestrained and without control, you give in to that desire for something strong, for that sensual appetite. What about the word wantonness? Let's go ahead and look that up together. Wantonness or wanton, here's what it means. Sportiveness, gaiety, frolishness, waggery, licentious, negligence of restraint. In other words, you can't control yourself. That's a work of the flesh when you just give in to every desire and flesh desire that comes your way, lascivious, nudeless. And then you and I both know what strife and envying is. That's when you and I just cause problems between people, relationships, perhaps gossiping, backbiters, people like that. So here's what the Spirit of God is trying to tell you to understand today. You are no longer in the darkness positionally. You are no longer underneath the power of darkness spiritually. So as there is a difference between the light time, like it is right now, and then the night time, which later on will come, you and I have been commanded by God to walk as if it's day every single moment of the day. It doesn't matter if it becomes nighttime outside. You walk as you're in the daytime. You walk as a child of light, because in night, that's when people sin and they commit all these debaucheries, if you will. You and I no longer have to. So what do you need to do if you don't want to fulfill the works of darkness? Look at verse 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Every single moment when you wake up, remember what I told you? Before you women got dressed and put on your makeup, or for those of you who showered and before you put on your deodorant, hopefully Diego and Gibby, you guys put on that deodorant, amen. Before you guys decorate all the body on the outside, what do we need to put on? Who do we need to put on? Anybody? Jesus Christ. You look in that mirror, and if you have yet to put on the Savior practically, and you're willing to come underneath His authority spiritually, you know, letting the Holy Spirit tell you what to do and getting your body under control, you will fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you put Him on and you put you off, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the answer. So there you have it. Okay, next one, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Again, what are we talking about, friend? Our study on darkness to light. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, if you can turn your Bible there with me now, friend. Let's continue there. Verse number 5. 1 Corinthians 4, verse number 5. The Word of God says, therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. There is going to come a time in which God is going to reveal the secrets of men's hearts. Allow me to show you that quickly on the screen. You can turn, just look up to the screen quickly, friend. Look with me now in Romans chapter 2. All the way down here, I think it's verse number 16. If my Bible memory serves right, there we have it, amen. Read with me now, friend. Look at Romans 2:16. In the day when God shall judge the what, church? The secrets of? That's what the Bible means as it pertains to the hidden counsels of the heart. You know, right now, you are a counselor. You say, what do you mean? I didn't go to school for that, Brother Carlos. You counsel yourself every single day. You talk to yourself about what you want to do and what you know you shouldn't do. And then when you do it, knowing that it's a sin, you keep it a secret, don't you? According to the Bible, that's a hidden counsel of the heart. That's what you call a secret. You have secrets, don't you? I have secrets, don't I? You know what God said? If you and I don't want to be ashamed from the day that he comes for the church to make manifest those hidden things, walk as a child of light. Don't walk as a child of darkness, where you have to be ashamed, where you have to keep things secret because you don't want no one to find out what you did. If you don't want to walk like that, then what do you need to walk like? A child of light. Amen? So now, there you have it. Romans 2:16. God is going to judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to the gospel. So back now to 1 Corinthians 4, verse number 3. But with me, here's what the Spirit of God is telling Paul. Paul said, right, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of a man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. So can I tell you something today, brother and sister? You might do something for Jesus Christ, and no one else recognizes that, but God does. You might do something in secret, and no one else knows, but you did it for the Lord. God knows. You don't have to go around judging people whether or not they're doing something right for God or wrong for God by what you can visibly see or don't visibly see. According to Jesus, one day, he is going to judge you. He's going to talk to you about you, and all the secret things, he's going to talk to you about it. But all the good, one day, he'll say, thank you, son, for being faithful for what I told you to do. Daughter, thank you so much for what I told you to do with your money. Thank you for that money I saw when you gave. I saw when you're willing to come and call pastor and say, hey, I want to bless you or do this. No one else is looking. I saw what you did for that church member, just taking time out of your week to go do something for this person or do something for that person. So don't worry. But notice, you should worry, because what? He's going to talk to you about your secrets. So there you have it. Okay, a few more before we close. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Read with me now, friend, in verse number 6. Let's get a little bit of context, though, because it kind of goes in line, this particular versage, with the overall theme of today's Sunday school. Bible says, starting now, verse number 1, 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Every single one of you guys are called to do something for Jesus Christ. Every single one of you guys are called to minister for Jesus Christ. The question is, are you? Look at verse 2. But have renounced the hidden things of what? Dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. I like how the Apostle Paul says that. We became a Christian because we received mercy from the living God when we asked him to save our soul. And when we said, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins, I know that I'm a sinner. I want Jesus to save me. He did. He wants you to renounce now that sin that you asked him to forgive you for. He wants you to put it away. He wants you to move far from it. He wants you to put it away, leave it in the past. And then when you handle the word of God, he doesn't want you and I to handle it deceitfully. He doesn't want you to have your Bible in your hand coming to church and then walking over here in darkness when no one else is watching. He wants you to be honest. He wants you to be walking faithfully. Now listen, verse 3. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and then ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. That's good for practical. Let me just give it to you real quick. They're preaching the gospel. Just like yesterday, me, Sister Eileen, Katie, Brother Angel, Brother Gibby, Brother Jorge, we went out there preaching the gospel. We weren't preaching Simple Faith Baptist Church. We're preaching Jesus Christ. We're not preaching water baptism. We're preaching Jesus. But do you notice the second part? What does it say? And our what? Ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. After you lead someone in saving faith, they become a Christian. Do you let them know that I'm here for you for the rest of your life? Do you let them know that I'm here to help you in your relationship with Jesus on call, and I'm not going to give up on you? Do you let them know that? I hope you do. Look at verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light, now listen, of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So this is going to be our last verse. So what did the gospel do for you? The gospel brought light in your darkness. The gospel transferred you out of darkness positionally into the light. The gospel provided you three things. Remember that earlier? What did we say? Forgiveness of receiving an inheritance, and then sanctification. But notice here, whenever a sinner responds to the gospel in faith, you know what the Bible says? There is an ordination. There is a command right now between God and that sinner. God commands the light to shine out of darkness, and he transplants the knowledge of his son Jesus into your heart. So that way, your relationship with God is all going to come between the mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. The revelation from God between you and Jesus. The understanding between you and God through Jesus Christ. That is what the light, if you will, provides for you when you came out of darkness. It's all about Jesus. So I'm thankful to God for churches or church traditions and everything else like that. But wherever they come short of the face of Christ, you stick to Jesus. I don't care if it's a brother over here with a suit and tie, or a brother or a sister down the street with something else going on. Wherever it falls short of the person of Jesus Christ, you stick to Jesus. So now, friend, as we close for our part two, from darkness to light, what do we learn? There's a daytime and there's a night. It separates it for day and time, for the season of the day. God did that back there in Genesis. You and I, positionally, we are no longer in darkness. Even if it gets dark outside, when it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and everybody's partying out there, you can still walk like it's the daytime. You and I are to be walking out as children of light. You and I are to cast off from us the works of darkness. We just studied it. All of that dishonesty, right? All the secret living, all the craftiness, the strife, the contention, the wantonness, the chambering, all that. We are to put that off, because that's the old man. That's the darkness part of me. I don't need to do it no more. I don't want to do it no more. I enjoy the fruit of the Spirit. I enjoy walking holy with my body. I enjoy not being consumed with substances like drugs, alcohol, etc. I enjoy forgiving people. I don't enjoy holding on to this bitter state of attitude. I enjoy suffering long now with someone that before, I would have just called it quits and say, I'm not going to talk to you, block your number, block you on Facebook, block in. No. I can now choose to forgive and forbear. Don't forget that, Christian. That's a part of walking in the light and then putting off darkness. Amen? So today, what did we learn? God took you from darkness to light. Positionally, you're going to go to heaven. You are heaven bound. But practically, while you're still on this earth, the choice is up to you. And whatever you choose today between light and darkness, that's what's going to show the people that are watching you what you're being influenced by. So now, if you want to be spiritual and you want to be known as someone who is abiding in Christ, choose the light. Walk in freedom. But if you want somebody to question you, then keep doing the flesh thing. You know, all that other stuff that we just learned about. And unfortunately, it's going to be a hindrance. You don't have to do that no more. That's the good news. Amen? Let's go ahead and pray. Abba, Father, I thank you so much for the Holy Bible. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for the truth that we can find and read on our own, that you have translated us from darkness to light. Lord, I'm thankful for Diego, Eileen. I'm thankful for Gibby, Giovanni, Joaquin. I'm thankful for my wife, God, that all of us today, we have been made free if we've trusted the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have been made free from Satan's power, from the flesh power, and now we have no excuse but our own willpower to say, Lord, I choose you. I choose to walk in the light. I don't want to walk in darkness. I want to be honest. I want to be pure. I want to be faithful. I want to be happy. We can choose that today, God. Lord, if there's anyone struggling with that darkness battle, would you help them today? If there's any of your sons or daughters here at this church, God, that are struggling with that flesh and that old works of darkness, would you help them through the Holy Spirit of God on how they can find in you and from you that freedom that they need? And Lord, help us now to continue to walk in the light, to enjoy happiness, to enjoy joy and peace, walking in fellowship with you. We thank you now, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, church, I love you. Let's go ahead and take a 10 to 15 minute break before we get started for the Sunday service. May the Lord bless you.